I could never really take the time off I can take now to play. It would snow, but I'd be involved in a bilateral laphrectomy, and I couldn't go out and make snowballs. Back in the days when I throw my arms skyward and scream, these hands have been touched by God! Yes, I'll never forget my medical school. It was just brutal. Brutal! Medical school was brutal! And then you get out and you got your internship. You know, it's like indentured servitude. For a while there, I thought I might like to get into pathology. And I'll never forget my first day in the morgue. I walked down there and all I'd heard was sterile technique, you know, for operating. Yeah, when you got everybody toe-tagged on a slab, they don't worry about it. These patients will not be filing complaints. I couldn't believe it. I saw one doctor just standing there. He had a cold. He just kind of sneezed on one of the sticks. I mean, he didn't even bat an eye. In an operating room, that would have been cause for a general alarm. The corners of the operating room, and there was a guy. Yeah, I could see him. He was talking into a microphone saying, I am now making an incision there into the cranial lobe. I see massive fracture and contusion consistent with bullet wound mutilation. Remaining brain weighs 5.2 grams. Is it, excuse me? There was one of the docs there. I said, I'm supposed to see a Dr. Blausnalis. He said, you're the new intern? I said, yeah, it's Dr. Griesman there. He said, all right, well, he's in there. He's in the other room. I said, thanks a lot. He said, now, let me see, where was I? I said, an incision to the right to costal foliae. I thought, man, this is a hell of a place. So I finally go in there, and there is the doctor looking down. There was a woman there, ready for autopsy. She was nude, toe-tagged. Young woman, 25, 26. He said, very tragic, isn't it? A drowning, look at her. Look how beautiful. Look how beautiful this woman is. And I looked at her, and yes, yes, she was perfect. The doctor looked at me and said, well, have you ever thought about it? As a medical man, have you ever come upon something like this and thought about it? And I thought, my God, he's opening up to me. I said, well, to be quite honest, looking at a specimen like this, yes, I've thought about it. Yes, I've thought about it many times. He said, well, all right. All right, tell you what, I'll close the door. Why don't you go first? I said, what? He said, yes, I'd like you to begin. I said, my God, thank you, doctor. He went to close the door and bada! He said, what are you doing here? I said, well, you told me to begin there. He said, yes, begin the autopsy.
It's Anything Goes Radio with the Grease Man on DC 101.
Whom do you think you are?